It took all of 16 years, but the former owners of Kokozin Castle, the Spacek family, are an important step closer to regaining their family's inheritance. On Wednesday, a regional court ruled that this majestic Gothic building should be restored to the family from whom the communists confiscated it when they came to power in 1948. Daniela Lazarevar has the story.
Built on a rock overlooking Kokozin Valley, Kokozin Castle is an imposing historical landmark, the origins of which can be traced back to the 14th century. Its dominant features are a round tower with a cone-shaped roof and a large residential block. In the turbulent years of Czech history, it was seriously damaged by Hussite troops in the 15th century and later rebuilt. When the Spacek family acquired it in the early 20th century, it was in ruins. They spent a decade restoring it in the romantic style popular at the time and adding various new features. But the castle did not remain in the family's ownership for long. After 1948, it was confiscated by the communist regime and later placed on the list of national monuments, a small list that includes some of the country's most important historic buildings. It was this fact that thwarted the family's previous attempts to get their property back. A law stipulating that national cultural monuments must remain in state ownership presented an insurmountable hurdle. That is, until the Constitutional Court ruled it invalid last June. The Spacek family filed a new claim, and this time was successful. The National Heritage Fund has appealed the verdict, but the Spacek's legal position is now much stronger. Josef Stolz of the National Heritage Fund explains the fund's reasons for appealing.
It's our duty to exhaust all means which exist in our legal system to defend the state property, which we are only the custodians. So it's our duty. But in our activities is nothing personal. And we are eager to have good relations to restituents, since if we fail at courts, we try to collaborate with them and to offer them and give them all necessary technical assistance in a rather difficult duty to take care of the houses properly.
The court's ruling has set a precedent, giving others in the same position fresh hope. For instance, Karel Schwarzenberg, a member of the old nobility, who failed to get Zvikov Castle because it was on the list of national monuments, may want to try again. On Friday, a court is to rule on Bozov Castle, likewise on the list. The Kinsky Palace and Opochno Castle are also in the same circumstances. So is the National Heritage Fund concerned that it may lose custody of other priceless gems of Czech architecture? Josef Stolz again.
I am also not convinced that it must be just a tragedy for the houses. We have a relatively very good experience with this generation of restituents. They are keeping and running the houses extremely well, and with many of them the collaboration is excellent and very advantageous for both parts.
That was Josef Stolz of the National Heritage Fund, ending that report from Daniela Lazarevar.